The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
As expected, Republican representatives from the House of Representatives marched from the House chamber to the Senate chamber to officially deliver articles of impeachment concerning Secretary Mayorkas. The House impeached him, and I think most of you understand what that means. It doesn't mean he's guilty. It means an official charge has been made against him, dereliction of duty, and so forth. The House impeaches, then it goes to the Senate for a trial. It is the Senate, then, determines guilt or innocence. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It's the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Okay, so the articles of impeachment, and by the way, there's this whole process. Most of you remember the proceedings when Donald Trump was impeached twice by the House of Representatives and then failed to be convicted in the Senate, which means he was impeached but not found guilty. That was Donald Trump. Well, now it's the Republicans. And by the way, I may be in the minority on this. I may be, and I don't care whether I'm in the majority or the minority. That really doesn't matter to me. But when the Democrats were impeaching Donald Trump twice, all of us who are conservatives and Republicans said, it's show, it's a circus, it's nonsense. They knew they couldn't get a conviction. And it was all for the cameras and publicity and to appease their radical supporters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My question, is there any difference between what the Democrats tried to do to Donald Trump and what the Republicans are trying to do to Mayorkas? No, I would say Donald Trump was innocent. Remember, one of the impeachment things was about one phone call. Remember that? The shaky, shoddy charges? It was ridiculous. Now, Mayorkas, on the other hand, I believe is guilty. Dereliction of duty. He has done almost nothing to stem the tide of the illegal immigrants coming across our southern border. However, why are the Republicans impeaching Mayorkas? Two questions. Number one, is he not simply carrying out the orders of his boss, Joe Biden? So is Mayorkas really responsible, or is Joe Biden and the rest of the administration guilty? Well, the obvious answer is it's Biden. So why are the Republicans impeaching a subordinate? That doesn't make any sense. Number two, as with the Democrats impeaching Trump, there is no chance in the world that it's going to go anywhere in the Senate. No chance whatsoever. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. None. And the Republicans in the House of Representatives know that. They know they're not going to be successful. So why do they go through all the trouble, all the time, all the effort, and yes, even the money to go through this impeachment charade? Why? In fact, there is a very good chance that the Senate will vote just simply to dismiss it, which they can. The Senate has the power simply to say to the House of Representatives, nah, we're just going to dismiss this. We're not even going to allow a trial to occur. That's what will probably happen. If a trial comes about, then we're going to see the circus like we did with the Democrats impeaching Donald Trump. There are going to be all these witnesses, all this testimony. It's going to go on and on and on and on. A vote will be taken, and Mayorkas will be acquitted. So what is the purpose? Well, it's basically, and again, it's not apples to apples, because I think Trump was innocent. Mayorkas is guilty. But we have to be pragmatic enough to understand it has no chance of succeeding. So why do it? Well, I think the motivation is the same. The Democrats, when they impeached Donald Trump, were playing to the radical fringe of their party. And it was for show. That's what it was. It was for show. Look at what we did. I think the Republicans are the same. They are trying to appease the radical fringe of the Republican Party, and it's a show. That is my opinion, for whatever it's worth, and probably not worth a whole lot, but that's my opinion. Why do it when you know you have no chance of success? None. So why do it? That's my question. Maybe you disagree, and if so, please, let's talk about it. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Quickly before the break, we were talking about Harvard before the break and the former president, Claudine Gay, who resigned in disgrace because of plagiarism, is now given the opportunity to teach a course on how to avoid plagiarism. Yeah. At almost $1 million a year. Well, Harvard is in the news for another reason as well. Six Jewish students at Harvard have filed a lawsuit against Harvard for being anti-Semitic and not protecting Jewish students on campus. They filed a federal lawsuit. Well, Harvard is urging the federal court to dismiss the lawsuit filed by these six Jewish students. On Friday, Harvard University, quote, filed a motion to dismiss on procedural grounds, claiming that the students have a lack of standing. What do you mean a lack of standing? The students are saying, we are students. We have been victims of anti-Semitism. Harvard University has done almost nothing to protect us, or to condemn anti-Semitism, or to deal with anti-Semitism on campus. How can Harvard possibly say, oh, they have a lack of standing? Of course they have standing. Anyway, it is a 77-page complaint filed back in January, and Harvard University is urging a federal court just to throw it out. They don't want it to go to trial for obvious reasons. By the way, enrollment at Harvard is dropping like a rock. And considering what is being taught at Harvard, that's a good thing. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Just an update on some things we talked about yesterday. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time because we spent a lot of time on it yesterday. Pro-Palestinian protesters. Now, let's cut through all of the clouds and the fog. These are pro-terrorist protesters. These are anti-Semitic, anti-Jew protesters. These are protesters that are supporting known terrorists who have a desire to kill every Jew and wipe the nation of Israel off the map. Let's not pretend that these people are anything else. They are supporting terrorism and terrorists, and they are promoting a political, ideological, and even religious agenda to destroy Israel and to kill Jews. Okay? Let's just be clear on that. The number and frequency of these protests continue to increase. Yesterday, Brooklyn Bridge blocked. Golden Gate Bridge blocked. A large portion of O'Hare International Airport in Chicago blocked. Hundreds of passengers missed their flights, were delayed at the airport. Many could not make it to the airport, and from blocks away, they had to get out of their vehicles, whether it's Uber or a family member or a taxi or whatever, and had to carry or drag their luggage blocks to the airport in order to catch a flight. We can only hope that the American people will look at this and see how radical these people are and how they don't care about anyone else. When you block a major bridge, you are inconveniencing people who have to get to work or home from work, people who need to get to their families. You are also blocking emergency vehicles who are trying to get to victims who need to be transported to the hospital or whatever. It's not just a minor inconvenience. It is a major, major safety issue as well as a major inconvenience. These protesters don't care about other people. And so, as I said, we can only hope that there will be enough pushback by the American people that there will be swift movement against these protesters and stop this kind of activity. Now, it's an inconvenience. It's dangerous. It is also a threat to our national security. Because these same people are not just denouncing Israel. These are the same people that are shouting death to America. Death to America. Yes, it is a national security threat. Speaking of Israel, just real quickly, last night, Republicans tried to push through the Senate a stand-alone bill to aid Israel. No connection with Ukraine or Taiwan or any other country that are, you know, there's a lot of controversy right now. Do we continue supporting Ukraine without any accountability? There's even controversy about do we continue to support Taiwan in face of threats from mainland China and so forth. The president and the Democrats want any aid package to include Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. Well, Senate Republicans have said, whoa, wait a minute. Israel was just attacked by Iran. They had to use multiple millions of dollars in defensive weapons in order to defend themselves from over 300 drones, ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and so forth. Israel was forced to use thousands of preventative, defensive missile systems, etc. Well, that's going to have to be replenished. So anyway, Republicans in the Senate said, all right, let's stop bickering about Ukraine and Taiwan. Israel needs more aid right now. So why don't we pass a standalone bill supporting Israel? Republican Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn and Kansas Senator Roger Marshall are the ones that sponsored this legislation, leaving out Ukraine and Taiwan. Well, Republicans in the Senate supported it. Democrats, including Jewish Chuck Schumer, shot it down. Yep. Democrats in the Senate, including and in fact led by Jewish Chuck Schumer, said, nope, if we can't support Ukraine as well, we're not going to support Israel. The next time you hear some Democrat talk about their unwavering support for Israel, don't believe them. Just don't believe them. Of course, the White House supported the Democrats who blocked the aid package for Israel. The next time you hear President Biden say, our support for Israel is ironclad, don't believe him either. Just don't. All right. We need to take the bottom of the hour break. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Quick intermission, and we'll pick up this discussion on the other side.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.